This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. I have a very special guest. His name is Tom Palladino, and he's a return guest. This is going to be his third interview on Dare to Be Authentic. He's going to be talking about his scalar healing method and the amazing results they've seen with it. Tom uses scalar light energy to eliminate the causative agent of disease. He was inspired by various scientists, especially Nikola Tesla, and developed a remote treatment process where he's able to administer the scalar energy causing the agent of infection to dissemble or fall apart. They've had amazing results with healing patients of HIV, AIDS, Ebola, herpes, hepatitis, Lyme disease, and over 400,000 pathogens that cause disease. They've especially had wonderful results at an HIV AIDS clinic in Delhi, India. Let's talk about a little bit about what scalar energy is, since there are people who've never heard you before, and how it helps heal people.
Okay, thank you for the invitation, Mari. Well, I am working with what is known as scalar energy. It's not electricity. Scalar energy is a different energy spectrum. And a scalar energy instrument can control that spectrum of energy. Now, in so doing, a scalar energy instrument can perform incredible functions, incredible Rourke functions. Mm. Say with a scalar energy instrument, you're able to direct this energy to actually have an impact, an influence on brain waves. By that I mean a scalar energy instrument is able to download or impart its intelligence on human brain waves or even animal brain waves. And we've seen some type of a calming effect with people and animals. A scalar energy instrument can impart that scalar wave and can produce a sense of tranquility. Or with some people, this scalar wave action has been shown to improve cognition or memory or creativity. So I believe what I've discovered with a scalar energy instrument is the ability to interface directly with brain waves, what some people might call the meridian system or the chakras. Now, if my theory is correct, this opens the door to improving human psychology, to improving, if you will, the ability to address mental condition, mental illness. So I go on record by stating I think my research someday will be embraced as a tool for mental health.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that. So I think the most amazing part of this is that this can be done. The person does not have to be in the room with the instruments to receive this healing. Could you talk to us a little bit about that and how that works?
Yes. Yeah, by all means. So when I'm working with a scalar energy instrument, again, it's not of the electromagnetic spectrum. It's a different type of force field. So when I work with people, I work through their photograph. In other words, people will email me a photograph, and I'm able to work with a person's photograph. A photograph connects to a person energetically. So what I'm proposing that this new science, scalar energy, it's not a biological action. It's an informational action. I work with scalar energy information. And in so doing, this information is able to impart itself and to improve the human condition or improve the condition of an animal or a plant. So all of my work is done remotely. Why? I don't work in person. Rather, I work with the force field, or what some people might call quantum energy or consciousness. Now, that opens the door to a new science, to a new way of looking at science, in which you have physical reality and you have non-physical reality. Well, I work in the realm of non-physical reality, meaning a scalar energy instrument accesses consciousness, or it's the information system of the universe. Now, I frankly would much rather work with the cause, which is the information, rather than the effect, which is in essence the biological sequence, the biological consequence. Right. So with a scalar energy instrument, it puts me in the driver's seat. I'm able to command nature, and I do that by controlling the cause of nature, which is energy, light. As a result, I can dictate, ultimately, the reaction or the physical manifestation. So scalar energy, is, as far as I'm concerned, is the driving cause. It's the animating force of the universe. It serves as the instructions of the universe. And with this new technique that my predecessor, Dr. Hieronymus, and I have developed, we're able to work through photographs, because a photograph captures a person's scalar energy. And that's what we're working with. We're working with each individual fingerprint, a light or an energy fingerprint, and that is found imparted upon a photograph.
Okay. Wow. So I know that you've had some amazing, and I've seen the videos, amazing results with an HIV/AIDS clinic in Delhi, India. Will you tell us about that,
please? Yes. Yeah. Okay. So keep in mind, again, we're working with a new science, scalar energy, in which we work with people's photograph. A photograph has a force field to it. Now, people from around the world will email me a photograph. I've been working with an HIV/AIDS clinic in Delhi, India, by the name of Om Prakash. And over the past 4 or 5 years, we've worked with over 5,000 people who have come to us. They were HIV positive. Now, this is, again, an HIV/AIDS clinic. And after working through their photograph, everybody at this clinic in Delhi, India, is reporting that they feel better. And those who've had a follow-up diagnostic test, a follow-up PCR test after our scalar energy sessions, all of those test results are not detectable. There's no detectable viral load for the HIV virus. Now, many of those people have gone on record and have performed video testimonies for us. Actually, their founder has gone on record and provided us his PCR test after the scalar energy sessions. And after the scalar energy was administered through the photograph, which is a different dimension, the scalar energy dimension, the founder of this clinic goes on record by saying he no longer is HIV positive. He feels very well. He's discontinued taking any type of drugs, any type of pharmaceutical product, and that he believes that scalar energy has helped him eradicate the HIV virus.
Wow.
Now, all of this is a matter of record. All of this is, if you will, the growing body of evidence from this clinical study in Delhi, India. I think it's rather telling that 5,000 people have reported favorable results after submitting their photograph to us.
Right.
So I offer this as an example as to the efficacy of these sessions, that when you're working with energy, energy is fundamental. Energy always carries out a task that you ask of it. And that if we can, if you will, employ, utilize the scalar energy to search out and to dismember or fragment a virus such as the HIV virus, that's exactly what this energy will do. So presenting to your audience, I believe this clinical study will catch the attention of many people that, yes, indeed, we are able to restore to health many people who are one time infected with the HIV virus.
Wow, that's beyond amazing, Tom. Wow,
it really is. And it's so simple, it's so straightforward. And the reason I say that, to make this very clear, when you're working with energy, you have a command, you have a control over certain aspects of nature. Well, what I've decided, what I've experienced after working with energy instruments for 30 years. Is that these instruments have a significant control, a consummate control in many instances, over microbes. So if you can control a microbe, a germ, you can break apart a microbe. Well, if you can break apart a microbe, then that microbe ceases to exist.
Right. Right. And if he doesn't exist, it can't do any harm anymore. So thus the person is better.
Yes, yes. And thank you, Mark. And what we're trying to do through this groundbreaking research is introduce to the world a new approach. Yes, this is different. I realize that. A new approach in which we can work with people around the world and improve, at least improve their quantum health through these energy instruments. Now, to me, this, if you will, offers mankind great prospect. And that's what I'm trying to really garner draw the attention of many people around the world that there's a different way of looking at health, at least a different way of looking at quantum health.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. So I know that you also have quite a few specific scalar-like programs you offer. For example, addictive behavior and chemical detox. And you have many others. Can you talk a little bit about that and other programs that you offer?
Yeah, by all means. So if we consider that scalar energy as a life force energy, this fundamental energy can be utilized in many fashions. One of the programs we've developed is called Addiction Cleanse or Chemical Detox. Now, with that, if somebody were to submit a photograph to us, a scalar energy instrument can pinpoint in this quantum field, pinpoint in the information field, the type of drugs, the type of poisons that might be infecting that person, that might be, if you will, compromising health. And working through this interface of a photograph, we can not only identify a harmful agent, a toxic agent, but we also can send information into that scalar energy force field to break down to, if you will, fragment, say, a pharmaceutical product or a chemical, a harmful chemical. Now, what does that mean? Well, when you're poisoned, whether the poison is from a recreational drug or from a hazardous chemical, if you can negate the molecular bonds of either a recreational drug or you can negate the molecular bonds of a poison, then that recreational drug and or poison, that chemical, no longer exists. Now, some people might call that transmutation, in which you can take one physical form and break it down into another physical form. Now, what do I contend? With a scalar energy instrument, if I'm working with non-physical energy, it's not that I'm working with the physical body, I'm working with the informational body. And I can break down the informational code of a recreational drug or a toxin. So this is not a physical process, it's a non-physical process working through the quantum dimension. This is not chemical. I don't work with chemicals. I don't claim to be working with the biological sciences. I work with non-physical energy in which I can send scalar energy, which is non-physical, and I can have a favorable outcome in this informational field. Now, to choose my words wisely, scalar energy is 100% non-physical. It's informational, whereas the human body is physical. It really involves biochemical processes. Well, this is the new science in which we don't work with the biology of a person. We work with their information field. We work with their quantum field, which is non-physical. And what I've observed, whatever action I take in the non-physical realm seems to have a direct correlation to the physical realm. Okay. So I would much rather work in the quantum realm, which is the cause. And the result, the sequent, is the result in the physical realm. So I prefer to work in the non-physical realm, the quantum realm, which seems to, if you will, be a mirror-like image of the physical, the biological experience. Right. So this is quite promising that we can get beyond the physical impediments, that we can get beyond the physical structure or the biology of a person. And instead, we work at a higher level, the quantum level, which is the informational level. And let me say this again to be very clear. When I work with a person's photograph, that photograph seems to be the mirror-like image of a person's physical body. Mm-hmm. So what am I getting at? A photograph is a bilocated version of a person. So I don't work with a person in their physical constitution, their soma. I work with a photograph that represents a person's energy field. It's a new way of looking at science. It's a new and emerging science, and it offers great promise.
Yeah, wow. It's pretty amazing to me, the whole thing.
It is.
So we're going to take a great break to hear from sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Tom a question or talk to Tom, the lines are open, and you can call 929-477-3869 That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now and we'll be right back.
From feeling broken and ashamed to unlocking potential and transforming your life, it is possible, as you'll see in Transformation Coach Christina Foxwell's new book, The Glass Angel. Foxwell shares her story of breaking free from shame and fear and finding hope, love, and freedom, and guides you to do the same. Get your copy of The Glass Angel, A Guide to Freedom, Peace, Transformation, and Growth by Christina Foxwell at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon.
Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity is wisdom energizing, fun opening personal expansion. Expands you out of yesterday, energizing today. Enterprising your dreams to experience your now connected desired life. Robert A. Wilson.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Tom Palladino talking about his scalar healing method and the amazing results they've seen. So let's talk about maybe one or two more of your programs. Let's say the fat metabolism program. You know, people deal with, I can't lose weight, I'm too heavy, it doesn't matter what happens. How does that work?
Okay. So when we're looking at this program, fat metabolism, what we're trying to do is send energy or information to a person, to their quantum realm, to their informational realm. So again, working through a person's photograph, I might send, say, energy of, say, leptin. Leptin is, if you will, a trigger for the body. Once we impart this substance, leptin, into a photograph, that sends information that a person is no longer hungry. So leptin is a hormone that can control a person's desire for food. It's an appetite suppressant.
Okay.
So working through this fat metabolism program, if I impart the information of leptin, a hormone, that leptin will act as an appetite suppressant. And in turn, the person, not their biology, but their, if you will, information field, if you will, their thought process is then triggered. And in so doing, that person no longer has a desire for food. Hence, their food intake decreases. Mm-hmm. All of this is by way of intelligence. So you're not taking a pill. It's not a chemical process. I'm simply downloading the information of leptin. The message, the information that leptin says is for the person no longer to be hungry. So all of this is instructional. It's non-physical instructions, and that instruction of leptin serves to curb one's appetite.
Mm.
It's fascinating.
It is fascinating. The word I was going to use is absolutely fascinating. So what do you think, Tom, is the main message you want to bring to the public?
Well, I've discovered a technique to utilize this energy, scalar energy. So if you look at our modern day world and you look at what we're doing with electricity and what we can accomplish with electricity, there's mm-hmm. another type of energy, scalar energy, that is probably much more versatile than electricity. Scalar energy is free energy, it's clean energy. So what am I getting at? Scalar energy offers greater prospect than our existing electrical or, if you will, grid system. Mm-hmm. Our scalar energy research is proving that this energy is abundant. It's from the sun and the stars, that it offers clean energy without carbon footprint, and that if we embrace this new energy, so to speak, scalar energy, it will improve the lifestyle of everybody in the world. So what am I imparting to your audience, Mark? This is free energy from the sun and the stars. This new technology, scalar energy technology, is going to change the world.
Really exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah.
So as this begins to grow, right, and spread, and more people receive it, more people become healed, et cetera, what do you see for the future?
Well, once people understand this energy and they see the benefits, again, I'm all about benefits. I want to prove my work. Once the world sees that this indeed is valid, that this energy can send information and this information can change the way we feel, it can improve our lifestyle. Well, my goodness, then it's just a matter of time before we embrace this and change practically every aspect of our lives. Scalar energy as a technology will touch every aspect of our lives. And I predict that someday that scalar energy will have a greater impact than that of the computer industry.
Wow. That's pretty good. I look forward to that day. That's awesome. Very exciting.
Thank you.
Very good. So let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of you and you know, your healing method.
Okay. Well, I'm all about proving myself. I want to prove to your audience, to everybody, that what I'm doing does indeed help. It does improve human-animal health, the quantum health at least. So my website is scalarlight.com. Anybody can visit the website, and you're going to email us your photograph. We offer 15 days of free sessions to anyone. So the website, scalarlight.com. Visit the website, read about our groundbreaking research, try it. You will see that this is a benefit. You'll see some improvement, I predict, some improvement in your health. And then that will make you a believer. That will convince you that you can send energy in the scalar energy force field by way of your photographic dimension.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And by the way, for those who are listening, I actually did one of these trials when I first met Tom, and I had this pain in my side. I didn't know what it was. I hadn't gone to the doctor yet, hadn't checked it out, and I did the program, and it disappeared. Tom, it has not come back. I don't know what it was or where it came from, and I didn't tell you. What's amazing is when you send the photograph, you don't say, I have this ailment, you know, I have this whatever. You just send the photograph, and the energy comes in and takes care of it. It's just the most amazing thing ever.
It is, and because it's intelligence. It's God's intelligence, and it's not me. Energy is from God, and this does not make a mistake. Energy, light, never makes a mistake.
That's good. I love the way you say that. It's so perfect. So is there one last thing you want to say to a listener, something that's really deep on your heart today?
Okay. I usually conclude by telling people scalar energy. Everybody has scalar energy in their mind and their heart. What do I mean? Scalar energy allows us to think, to reason, to be creative. Scalar energy gives us our heartbeat, produces our circadian rhythm. So this energy is very friendly, people. We live and breathe, so to speak, by virtue of the fact that scalar energy allows us to live and breathe. So I want everybody to embrace this concept. It's not a foreign concept. It's just poorly understood. We are flooded with scalar energy, the energy of the sun, the life force energy. And the day is coming that people will realize just how pertinent and how helpful this energy spectrum is.
Mm. So I'm going to ask you one more question. As you've developed this, I mean, it's been a long time that you've been working on it, developed it, have been using it, seeing the results. How does it feel from your point of view, from your place? Because this was your baby that you developed. How does it feel? How long you've come with this? How far you've come?
Thank you. It's been a lifelong endeavor because all of the work essentially is groundbreaking. It's painstaking. One day, one invention, one discovery. But
right.
I will say this, the people have been very appreciative. This is a grassroots movement. I salute everybody that's been a part of this journey. I don't associate myself with any outside group. It's groundbreaking private research on my part. And the people are the reason I keep going, because the people accept this.
Right. And you have the results. So
yes, that's the key, the results. I'm results driven. Exactly.
Yes. Yes, you have it. You have the proof. Well, Tom, it's just been absolutely lovely having you on the show again. I wish you,
of course,
all the best. I can't wait for this to be on the news or just be
somewhere.
We're just talking about it, right? Everywhere.
God bless you. It will. Because of your help.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. This is a live show, but they're creating a replay of it as we speak. So please spread this. Spread this news. Anybody can go to scalarlight.com, scalarlight.com. It'll show you how to send the picture, download the picture, send it in, and see what results you have. You can prove it for yourself. You don't have to take anybody's word. So spread this message, and thank you so much for listening to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. And thanks so much, Tom, for being on the show with me today.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.